We interrupt this program to bring you
satire.
He's your captor, your jailer, your boss, and your master. He's a freckle-faced, pint-sized, cat-chasing bundle of noise.
You know, my dad had
the collage courtesy of
Wayne Butane.
But it wasn't like this.
This one's special.
Let's call this one
the Parade of Cakes.
I bet you're wondering why the fireman wears red suspenders.
I don't know. Leave me alone, will you?
The entertainment begin.
If this prehistoric monster appeared in the mainstream of traffic in any 20th century city, modern man would forget today's progress, even if just for long enough to get out of the way.
Meanwhile, the cauliflower must be boiled until tender.
Why are you telling me this?
You need to know about
the harder drugs, such as morphine and heroin.
I want you to use this twice daily.
How much would I use?
About 20 pounds may be expected.
If it's not done by sunrise, I'll cut your balls off.
Both of them?
Yes, indeed.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
It's chocolate tapioca.
With watery fluids and blood.
You're crazy.
Are you no rhythm, afraid of women, asexual, pseudo-intellectual, ball mount, Fuji-shaped head, no booty, having big nose, size 13 feet, pigeon toe, crook-footed, Taco Bell, burrito, supreme, eating, daydreaming, no jump shot, can't dunk, comic book, reading, nutrition, needed, knock, knee, sap, sucking, non-driving, anti-fasting,
asshole.
That doesn't sound very nice.
Maybe a quiet time each day for Bible reading.
Unspeakable atrocities.
And prayer would help you become a more understanding and lovable person.
Don't read the Bible, you go crazy.
But here's what the Bible says.
Come on, I mean, get yourself together. Go ahead, get yourself together.
This book is the Word of God. Trust it, study it, love it, and most of all,
add flour to melted fat.
If you wish, top it with fluffy whipped cream and nutmeg.
I do wish to ask one thing.
Wishing you the nuttiest of crab meat nut sandwiches.
And here are Andy's tadpoles.
They're both dead.
Then ask your mother to bake them.
One of the satisfactory jelly tests is the sheep from a spoon test.
Try tinkering with an old car and rebuilding it
into a baby.
Just pour it into the mold, and in minutes you can add monster hair.
Cooks up in just a few minutes.
And simply serve with cream.
Yum, yum.
Gage and DeSoto were in the kitchen, eating
babies.
When the day suddenly turned into something special.
A big lion suddenly jumped out and roared at them.
Suddenly, a little girl standing next to her father was heard to say,
"There's a tampon in here."
Suddenly, the lion bit her on the leg.
Suddenly, a trap door opened.
Suddenly, there were loud explosions.
Well, why do things like that happen?
I won't answer that.
Speaking of mystery,
who is the dungeon master?
His name was Jim.
Nobody else can cram into one pocket a rusty knife, a half-eaten apple, 3 feet of string, an empty Bull Durham sack, 2 gumdrops, 6 cents, a slingshot, a chunk of some unknown substance, and a genuine supersonic code ring with a secret compartment
containing radioactive material.
But here is the really significant thing.
The chances of meeting a dinosaur in today's world are very slim.
There's one with a little pig in his arms.
I'm Ed McMahon.
Well, hi, Eddie.
You know, it's really great to know I have so many good friends.
One of Eddie's best friends
was about 480 years old.
But he had no children.
I am old. I have no children.
But I have slept with many children.
So did I, son. So did I.
That sounds very good, Eddie. That sounds very good, Eddie. That sounds very good, Eddie. Johnny Mathis struck him with a rock and killed him.
A few minutes later.
Well, no one even thought to mention Eddie.
Who?
I don't know.
Now, what does this mean? What are the implications of this?
It doesn't mean a thing. You have been wasting your time. You are now wasting your time.
Why not play darts instead?
I'm cleaning my bathroom bowl.
Can you go to the potty by yourself?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I know it hurts, but the slugs in this automatic are gonna hurt worse.
This is what causes the burning sensation during urination.
But does cause greater loss of juice.
I have to go potty.
Very good, Charles.
When you put Chucky away for the night, spray a little disinfectant, such as Lysol, in the head to keep it fresh.
You may be asked a few questions.
A good question at this point is, why do people do it?
They do it because it gives them pleasure or relaxes them.
Or they'll wrinkle and cause blisters.
Which is usually a kind of salad dressing.
Right.
I can't make any sense out of this. I might as well quit.
But when you come home at night, with only the shattered pieces of your hopes and dreams.
Don't try that again.
They have happened before, and they will probably happen again.
We've finally gotten to the point in, like, the human mind where nothing is really entertaining anymore.
And that's that. Scat!